Good morning, I'm Graham Pascoe, here to entertain you for almost a couple of hours of music for your enjoyment. A special hello to a new listener, Boyd, who has demonstrated his knowledge of a famous crooner. In today's program, I'll be playing one or two recordings by that crooner, also by the Platters, by the Mills Brothers, Barbara Cook, Ella Fitzgerald, and I'll include a feature of presentations from the score of our Rodgers and Hammerstein musical, Carousel, but that'll be a little bit later. Probably the best known recording of Artie Shaw and his orchestra, made in 1940, was a composition of the Mexican songwriter Alberto Dominguez. Yesterday was the anniversary of his birth. Here's some good advice from Bing Crosby and Connie Boswell.
Off with the blanket, down with the window, on with the day.
You got to stretch just a little, bend just a little, you'll feel okay.
Sing while you're washing, sing while you're dressing,
carefree and gay.
Holy A, start the day right.
Back to the window, up with the window, down with some air.
Off with the slippers, on with the shoes, and then comb your hair.
Out of the bedroom, into the kitchen,
breakfast is there.
Holy A, start the day right.
Though the skies be cloudy, smile and all the world says howdy.
Off with the blanket, up with the curtain, greet the new day.
In with the sugar, down with the java, don't you delay.
Out of the kitchen, out of the cottage,
sing on your way.
Holy A, start the day right.
on now, Satch. You feel okay?
Sing while you're washing, sing while you're dressing.
Get on out of that hay.
What do you say we get some of that air?
Come on, Rugged, comb your hair.
Out of the bedroom into the kitchen.
Come and get it. Breakfast is there. Though the skies be clouded,
they sure do look like rain, don't they?
Clear up directly, smile, and all the world says howdy.
Off with the blanket, up with the curtain, greet the new day.
In with the sugar, only two lumps, please, don't you delay.
Out of the kitchen, out of the cottage,
singing on your way.
Holy, start the day right.
That's right.
Hear what I'm telling
that's
you.
That's right.
Ho, ho, holy, that's the only way. You gotta start the day right.
Well, roll it.
Quickly.
I found my thrill on Blueberry Hill, on Blueberry Hill, when I found you, the moon stood still on Blueberry Hill, and lingered until my dreams came true.
The wind in the willow played a sweet melody, but all of those vows we made were never to be.
Though we're apart, you're part of me still, for you are my thrill on Blueberry Hill.
I found my thrill.
Come climb the hill with me, baby,
on Blueberry Hill.
We'll see what we shall see
on Blueberry Hill.
I'll bring my horn with me. I'll be with you where berries are blue.
The moon stood still.
Each afternoon we'll go
on Blueberry Hill.
Higher than the moon we'll go,
and linger until
wedding in June we'll go.
My dreams came true.
Papa thought it was but didn't it? The wind and the willow play.
Do you really love me?
Love's sweet melody. But all of those vows we made with her were never to be. Though we are part of the day, you're part of me with us. For you are my thrill on Blueberry Hill. Bobby did that. Bobby did that.
Bing Crosby and Connie Boswell sang Start the Day Right with John Scott Trotter's orchestra in 1939. And then Louis Armstrong sang Blueberry Hill. Al Lewis, the American songwriter, had a hand in writing both of those songs. Blueberry Hill was interesting in that it was first on Oak Parades in 1941, and then in the 1950s, that recording by Louis Armstrong and one by Fats Domino were also popular in Australia. And here's another song that had original popularity in the 1940s and then revived successfully in the 1950s.
When the twilight is gone,
off.
And no songbirds are singing,
off.
When the twilight is gone,
off.
you come into my heart. And here in my heart you will stay while I pray. My day in a dream that's divine. My prayer is a rapture in blue with the world far away. And your lips close to mine. The same for as long as we live.
Prayer, written by Romanian composer Georges Boulanger and James Kennedy, sung by the Platters, and that recording was popular in Australia in 1956. In 1941, we enjoyed listening to a version of My Prayer by the Inkspots. Oh, time to remember a couple of birth anniversaries. Yesterday was the anniversary of the birth of American songwriter Frank Perkins and also of American songwriter Buddy Bernier. They had a hand in writing the songs that you're going to hear now.
Fairyland where no one else could enter, and in the center, just you and me, dear. My heart beat like a hammer, my arms wound around you tight, and stars fell on Alabama last night.
Stars Fell on Alabama was sung by Alberta Hunter with the orchestra of Jack Jackson. That was, of course, a British recording. The song was written by Frank Perkins and Mitchell Parrish in 1934. And then you heard an Australian recording. Johnny O'Connor was the singer. Bamboo was the song, written by Nat Simon and Buddy Bernier. It was a hit in 1950 for Vaughan Munro. It's time now to hear something from the Mills Brothers.
A pinto pony and an Navajo who sang a sort of Indian hidey-ho to the people passing by.
Bow, bow, bow.
Pinto Spanish time a swishing flies, and the Navajo watched the lazy skies, and very rarely did they ever rest their eyes on the people passing by. One day they went a-walking along the railroad track. They were swishing, not a-looking.
They never came back. Oh, across the alley from the Alamo, in the summer sun decided to settle low. The bye sings an Indian hidey-ho
to the
alley, from the Alamo, lived a pinto, a pony, and a Navajo, who used to make friolis and cornmeal dough
for the people passing by.
They thought that they would make some easy bucks by washing every oldies in Desert. A very, very conscientious bucks
to the people passing by. And they took their cheap vacation. Their shoes were polished bright. No, they never heard the whistle.
Oh, they're clear out of sight. Oh, across the alley from the Alamo, when the starlight beams its tender glow, the beans go to sleep and then there ain't no dough
for the people passing by. One day they went a-walking along the railroad track. They were swishing, not a-looking,
they never came back.
Oh, across the alley from the Alamo, to settle low, a mice sings an Indian hidey-ho to the people passing by across the alley from the Alamo.
Don't let the sun catch you crying, crying at my front door. You done daddy dirty, he sure don't want you no more. Don't let the sun catch you lying, lying at my front door. Daddy's done turned salty, and baby, you made him so sore. You can cry, cry, cry. Yes, baby, you can wail. Beat your head on the pavement. Till a man comes and throws you in jail. Don't let the sun catch you crying, crying at my front door. You done your daddy dirty, I tell you he just don't want you no more. The sun catch you lying, lying at my front door. Daddy's done turned salty, baby, you made him so sore. Whoa. You know you done me dirty now, and I just don't want you no more.
Don't Let the Sun Catch You Crying, sung by Ray Charles in 1964. It was a hit for Jerry and the Pacemakers. The Mills Brothers, Across the Alley from the Alamo, that was on our hit parades back in 1948. Both songs were written by John Green.
You kissed me once by mistake. Thought I was somebody else. I felt that kiss and I envied that somebody else. I wanted you for myself. I guess I was shameless and bold, but I made a plan in my heart. I've never breathed, I've never told. I must try
Make the Man Love Me, written by Arthur Schwartz and Dorothy Fields for a New York show called A Tree Grows in Brooklyn in 1951. The singer was Barbara Cook, who sang in many Broadway shows in a long and distinguished career. Here's an Oscar-winning song.
The day child at play through the meadowland toward a closing door, a door marked nevermore. The wasn't there before. The lonely night discloses just a passing breeze filled with memories of the golden smile that introduced me to the days of wine and roses and you.
Fitzgerald sang Days of Wine and Roses. It was the title song of a 1962 motion picture written by Henry Mancini and lyrics by Johnny Mercer, and it won the Academy Award for the Best Film Song of 1962. Well, let's move from the screen to the stage in Great Britain for the next song.
Changes.
Love Changes Everything, written from Aspects of Love, first performed in London in 1989, written by Andrew Lloyd Webber with Don Black and Charles Holt. And that was sung by the Macquarie Male Singers, directed by Roland Orgazak, in a program made many years ago. And I see, looking at the singers, I see that some of them have or had an identity, an involvement with 2MCE. For example, one of the tenors is Chris Bacon, whom you hear read the talking newspaper on 2MCE during the week. Others whom I see had some involvement with 2MCE over the years, Ron King, Alan Nesbitt, Rick Plummer, and perhaps there were others too. A distinguished choir, the Macquarie Male Singers. It's time now for me to do what I promised, and that is to play some songs from the musical production Carousel. In 1945, Richard Rodgers and Lorenz Oscar Hammerstein II, rather, were looking for a project to follow up their great success with Oklahoma, and they chose Carousel, set in New England, a coastal village in New England in the late 1890s. It was basically the story of Billy Bigelow, a carnival barker, and Julie Jordan, a sweet girl from the local village. Two very different personalities, and the main thread of the story dealt with their relationship, which really did have its ups and downs. Initially, they were attracted, but there was some reluctance for them to acknowledge their attraction to each other, and they sang this song.
What you said, wasn't it?
Yes.
You're a funny kid. Don't remember ever meeting a girl like you. Say, are you trying to get me to marry you?
No.
Well, then what's putting into my head? I wonder what it'd be like.
What?
Nothing. I know what it'd be like. It'd be awful. I can just see myself. Kind of scrawny and pale, picking at my food, and lovesick like any other guy. I'd throw away my sweater and dress up like a dude in a dickie and a collar and a tie. If I loved you, and somehow I can see just exactly how I'd be.
From the original Broadway cast of Carousel, John Raitt as Billy Brigalow and Jan Clayton as Jordan sang If I Loved You. Well, they did love each other. They got married and Julie became pregnant, but Billy lost his job and he was pondering what is in store for him and their marriage as things didn't look too bright. And Rodgers and Hammerstein wrote a masterpiece of a colloquy, a conversation which Billy Brigalow had with himself.
I wonder what you think of me. I guess he'll call me the old man. I guess he'll think I can lick every other fella's father. Well, I can. I bet that he'll turn out to be the spitting image of his dad. But he'll have more common sense than his pudding-headed father ever had. Teach him to wrestle and dive through a wave when we go in the mornings for our swim. His mother can teach him the way to behave, but she won't make a sissy out of him. Not him, not my boy, not Bill. My boy Bill, I will see that he's named after me. I will. My boy Bill, he'll be tall and as tough as a tree. Will Bill, like a tree, he'll grow with his head held high and his feet planted firm on the ground. And you won't see nobody dare to try to boss him or toss him around. No pot-bellied, baggy-eyed bully will boss him around. A darn what he does, as long as he does what he likes. He can sit on his tail or work on a rail with a hammer and spikes. He can ferry a boat on the river or peddle a pack on his back, or work up and down the street of a town with a whip and a horse and a hack. He can haul a scow along a canal, run a cow around a corral, or maybe bark for a carousel. Of course it takes talent to do that well. He might be champ of the heavyweights or a fella that sells you glue, or president of the United States. That'd be all right too.
His mother would like that, but he wouldn't be president unless he wanted to be.
Not Bill. My boy Bill, he'll be tall and as tough as a tree. Will Bill, like a tree, he'll grow with his head held high and his feet planted firm on the ground. And you won't see nobody dare to try to boss him or toss him around. No fat-bottomed, flabby-faced, pot-bellied, baggy-eyed bully will boss him around. If you'll marry his boss's daughter, a skinny-lipped virgin with blood like water, who give him a peck and call it a kiss and look in his eyes through a lorgnette.
Say, why am I taking on like this?
My kid ain't even been born yet. I can see him when he's 17 or so and starting in to go with a girl. I can give him lots of pointers, very sound, on the way to get round any girl. I can tell him.
Wait a minute. Could it be? What the hell? What if he is a girl?
A girl? What would I do with her? What could I do for her? A bum with no money.
You can have fun with a son, but you gotta be a father to a girl. She mightn't be so bad at that. A kid with ribbons in her hair. A kind of sweet and petite little tin type of her mother. What a pair. When I have a daughter, I'll stand around in barrooms. Oh, how I'll boast and blow. Friends will see me coming and empty all the barrooms. Through every door they'll go. Weary of hearing day after day the same old things that I always say. My little girl, pink and white as peaches and cream, is she? My little girl is half again as bright as girls are meant to be. Dozens of boys pursue her, many a likely lad does what he can to woo her from her faithful dad. She has a few pink and white young fellas of two or three. But my little girl gets hungry every night, and she comes home to me. I gotta get ready before she comes. I gotta make certain that she won't be dragged up in slums with a lot of bums like me. She's gotta be sheltered and fed and dressed in the best that money can buy. I never knew how to get money, but I'll try, by God, I'll try. I'll go out and make it or steal it or take it or die.
John Wright from the original Broadway cast of Carousel, singing Soliloquy, singing as Billy Bigelow, who has discovered that he's going to be a father and really is desperate to know what he can do to be a good parent. Well, from there, the story goes rather sad and dramatic. Billy, to raise money, gets involved in a robbery, is killed, and his daughter grows up. Billy is able to come back to Earth temporarily, and very mixed results. And the score of Carousel, written by Richard Rodgers and Oscar Hammerstein II, concludes with a very philosophical song that you might be familiar with, You'll Never Walk Alone. And after I'll play You'll Never Walk Alone. Hope you're enjoying the program and my selections, and hope you find them interesting.